Well, hello, it's Casey. Thank you so much for shining on today. How are you this week? I mean, our world, you know, is just in turmoil, on fire. My friend, who is Catholic and was once a nun, in fact, told me, "I don't believe this is the fire of Pentecost." And I said, "Maybe it is, you know, maybe it is. Maybe we have to burn off the old ways so we can find the new ways. We shall see." Hello, thank you for tuning in. Check in with yourself. How about putting your hands on your heart and taking three deep breaths right now, if you can, and say hello to your heart and soul and your mind and spirit. And say hello and thank you to your beautiful body that has been carrying you through this time. Think about that. Think about that. Your body has been carrying you through this time. You know, we're feeling some strong emotions, from COVID-19 to reopening in phases to riots. So here's what we accomplish today. We accomplish remembering that we all need to feel what we feel. One of our guests will remind us of that. Feel what you feel. A lot of us have to turn off the news or turn away from some things that we see. But you can't unsee them. So we're reminded today to take some time, maybe outside of your normal life, carve out a few minutes so you can take some time to just feel what you're feeling. And we need to process what we feel. You know, go for a walk alone in nature and just try to process what you feel. We need to sleep well. We need to support our immune system. We need to eat well. We need to exercise. And so this week, a couple of guys asked if they could come on the show. One is a doctor of human behavior, Dr. Patrick Wanis, and he wants to support healthy human behavior. The other, a research scientist in Houston, and he wants to talk about a supplement that can help us sleep. We don't take it at night. We take it during the day. I don't know. I said, all right, I'll listen. If a scientist wants to talk to me about a supplement, I'll listen. And stay with us through the science lesson, because at the end, you're going to receive a free audiobook from Patrick Wanis, and you can sign up for his newsletters, which I hear are wonderful. And also, Patrick is going to give us a link to an article that may be very helpful. So our guests are Chris Burris and Patrick Wanis, and they want to help us through these trying times. Okay, I'll take some free help. My first question is, how did Patrick meet Chris?
We met many, many years ago, and we became friends because we share similar life purpose and mission, and that's the intention to help people. We both approach it a different way, but we both believe in each other's work.
Help us now, then, please, because it's been 10 weeks of lack of sleep, poor eating, stressing to the max. I don't even think people realize the shock and trauma that they've been through as we've tried to right the ship into this air quote new normal. And I understand you guys together, putting your great minds together, you've come up with a three-prong approach to help us with this. What do we need to know?
I think you summed it up really well, Casey, when you talked about shock and trauma, because it really is shock and trauma, and it leads to grieving, and grieving is our response to dramatic loss or even dramatic change. Now, I added the words dramatic because we can grieve over small things, but in this case, they're very big things. They're very big changes. There's uncertainty, there's insecurity, there's instability, there's loss of job, loss of finances. So it's across the spectrum. And so the first thing that Chris and I discussed was the emotional impact. We said, look, it's obvious that people's emotions are impacted. And then as we talked deeper, we said, look, when people's emotions are out of balance, it affects their sleep. It also immediately affects their immune system, because something like shock or trauma or grieving or stress, with elevated cortisol, elevated blood pressure, heart rate, we go into the fight or flight response, or if not the full intensity of the fight or flight response, we're in a heightened alert, which immediately suppresses the immune system. In turn, because of all that we're experiencing during the day, maybe anger or frustration or fear or anxiety, we're not able to sleep. And when we're not able to sleep, two things happen. our immune system is impacted negatively, and then we can't think and function properly. And Chris has a great term for that.
It's the horrible emotional sleep spiral, because the reality is, we're dealing with all these emotions. I think a lot of people don't even understand how many emotions we're dealing with. In Patrick's book, he's got the neutralize the seven emotions that are holding you hostage now. He's talking about seven. All of these emotions are causing you to lose sleep. And then you wake up the next day and you're actually, with a lack of sleep, less able to handle the emotions that you now need to deal with the next day.
Yeah.
And even worse than that, your brain, unlike our phone, our cell phone has this bar on it to tell us how much power it has. Your brain doesn't have a bar indicator to tell you how good you're going to be at handling emotions today, to let you know that you didn't get enough sleep to handle emotions appropriately. And then you just end up in this horrible emotional sleep spiral.
Yeah.
So Chris and I talked about doing three things. One was dealing with emotions, and Chris mentioned a book that I wrote and created as an audio book, which we're going to give to your audience for free. And then I also decided to create a 20-minute guided meditation to help people through these emotions and to help, well, yes, reprogram, but also give positive suggestions about how to move through obstacles, how to shift the way you see everything, how to also release emotions, and on what to focus on right now. So that was the first approach. The second was to create a list of specific tips on how to sleep better, or what's required so you can get better sleep, and Chris will share some of those. And then the third was recognizing that with all of this, we all still need additional support and help. And Chris has been involved with a molecule that won a Nobel Prize many years ago, and it also turns out to not only boost your immune system, but it actually helps you to sleep.
Well, when were you going to tell me that, guys, holding out on the Nobel Prize winning
molecule? Well, we didn't want to throw everything at you at once.
All right. I'm all in. Chris, tell me about this molecule.
It's pretty spectacular. Of course, it won the Nobel Prize, or really the scientists, particles and molecules usually don't win Nobel Prizes, but those scientists who discover them and learn about them do. And really, three scientists here in Houston at Rice University, Dr. Smalley, Dr. Proto, and Dr. Curl, discovered the third form of carbon in 1985. So we're all familiar with diamond, we're familiar with graphite, and they discovered the third form of carbon called fullerenes, and they named it. It's one of the great things when you discover something, you get to name it. They named it fullerenes, and that's after an architect and visionary named Buckminster Fuller. They named it fullerenes. The most abundant fullerene is called a buckyball. A buckyball, yeah. The best way to imagine a buckyball is to think about a soccer ball, where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. You have 60 carbon atoms in this spherical molecule, first spherical molecule we're aware of. So in the early days, they knew it was superconducting. It was harder than a diamond. It would actually turn into a diamond. It's got six-fold symmetry, so you could fire it at a plate of steel at 15,000 miles an hour. Most molecules would just shred apart. This molecule would just compress and bounce right back. You know, all of those amazing characteristics are why it won the Nobel Prize, and they figured it would be a ubiquitous molecule in our society, and it certainly performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. As soon as you know you're going to have something that's in society a lot, you've got to understand, and people are going to be working with it, you've got to understand its toxicity level. They figured it was very much like a 3D version of benzene. And if you're not familiar with benzene, it is a necessary molecule in modern society. If you just look around you, wherever you are, and you notice everything that's plastic, most medicines have a foundation of the benzene ring, detergents. We really literally don't have modern society without the benzene ring. And one important thing about the benzene ring is it's a known carcinogen and it's toxic. So they assumed that this buckyball, the soccer ball molecule, would be a toxic molecule. So they did this toxicity study. They published the results in 2012. And lo and behold, instead of being toxic, those rats given really the MyVitalC formula, the molecule, we call it ESS16, for safer for human consumption, those rats lived twice as long. Not only did they live twice as long, all of them died without tumors, as opposed to the control group, that group given water, all died with tumors. And so fast forward, people start asking for this molecule. I'm a research scientist. I'm a carbon nanomaterial scientist. I'm not really kind of bent that way. But ultimately, just so many people started calling that we have a product on the market that's called My Vital C. And one of our most consistent testimonials, this is really what brought Patrick and I on this particular project, is that people take it in the morning, they have mental focus and energy during the day, and then they sleep better that night. And that's as opposed to any other kind of quote-unquote sleep aid that's on the market. Most of those you take in the evening, they knock you unconscious. They don't allow you to get your REM sleep. They don't allow you to get your in-REM sleep. And you actually wake up not desiring sleep, but also not having the sleep that you need in order to heal your mental and physical and really emotional well-being.
Okay, I need to jump in and take a pause right here, Chris, because so fullerene is this wonderful thing that's in the supplement. Fullerene is this magical thing. It's a third form of carbon, and it's in the supplement. Now, what does it have to do with benzene, and is benzene man-made, or is it natural?
Benzene is really occurring. The actual fullerenes are naturally occurring, but to a very small degree. Benzene on its own is toxic, but it is also the foundation of plastics and medicines, detergents. We don't have modern society without the benzene ring.
So here's my pedestrian question. Yes. So if benzene is toxic in the applications that we use it for, why can't we find something to replace it that's not toxic?
Well, actually, as soon as you start adding things to the outside of the benzene ring, then it's no longer toxic. And if you think about, you know, a lot of the medicines that we use today are founded or discovered in natural discoveries in different plants. The question is kind of like, if we've discovered this in plants, how do we replace it synthetically? And what we find is that we're not very good at being Mother Nature.
Right.
And so when we replace things synthetically, we actually tend not to replace the benefits that we were looking to replicate, and we actually introduced things that are not what we're interested in.
Okay. So thank you for explaining that to me. So this fullerene, this third form of carbon, goes into a supplement, and when I take this supplement, I'm actually going to have more focus during the day and sleep better at night, and then have a healthier immune system, which we need if we're trying to fight off a virus. I got it all?
That is, there are five ways that it supports your immune system, and our customers do report mental focus, energy during the day, and better sleep.
What is this called again?
Well, the product is called My Vital C, as in carbon.
Okay, so My Vital C, as in carbon, and this fullerene, the compound is called what?
That's a buckyball. It's called ESS60.
Okay, ESS60 is the buckyball. So the ESS60 is the version of fullerene that we can take safely, and it's in the My Vital C, as in carbon, supplement, and people are telling us good things. Tell me, you know, you guys must take it. What does it do for you?
So I can tell you that, well, a couple of things. I'm a scientist, so I'm very binary. I don't like, oh, I feel better or whatever. I like actual data. I've been keeping track of my migraines. I used to get 4 or 5 migraines a year, and I've been keeping track of them since 2014 to try and identify, like, what was causing them and how can I stop them. In 2018, when I started taking the My Vital C formula consistently, I didn't get a single migraine all of 2018. And actually, this year, I went off my product for a sleep study that I'm doing with Oura Ring, which is a really good sleep tracking piece of hardware. I actually got a migraine while I was off the product for my sleep study.
Okay, so you're a research scientist. You tell me what the ESS60 is doing in the My Vital C that changes your chemistry.
Well, the first and probably most important thing to look at is the concrete research, the peer-reviewed published research that showed that it extended the life of rats by 90%. Current medical thoughts are that the aging is caused by oxidation and inflammation. So it's not surprising that our product, My Vital C, is an antioxidant. Actually, there's one study that shows it to be 172 times more powerful than vitamin C, so a pretty powerful antioxidant. And then when it comes to anti-inflammatory with the FDA, you have to be really careful. So what we can say is that it fits naturally in an anti-inflammatory diet, such as the Mediterranean diet. Again, the Mediterranean diet is associated with a population that tends to live longer. It's also associated with a reduced incidence of stroke, of heart disease, and of Alzheimer's.
Gotcha. Okay. My vital C. And we want to throw it back to Dr. Patrick Wanis. We need to understand, you know, our immunity and how we can support it. But can you also just share with us those seven emotions that get in the way as well?
I listed as seven emotions, and they're really an umbrella. Each one of those is an umbrella. So the first one that we all relate to is fear and anxiety. The second is sadness, sorrow, and grief. The third is helplessness, hopelessness, powerlessness, and apathy, which I place under the umbrella of victimhood. The fourth is loneliness, that feeling of being isolated, disconnected. And there's a difference between feeling alone and then also feeling lonely. I'm in the room right now, and I'm alone, but I don't feel lonely. I can be in the room with 20 people and actually feel lonely. So right now we're experiencing both. Many people are suffering just from the fact that there's no companionship, there's no one to hang out with, to do anything with, and that's the sense of feeling alone. But then when you start to get into the deeper disconnection of feeling isolated, you get into loneliness. Another one is anger, frustration, based at, you know, what's happening and the fact that we can't really do anything about it. Another one is guilt and shame. Some people feel guilty because they're not in a better place. Some people actually feel guilty because they're actually doing well during this.
Yes.
I have some friends who are artists, and some of them are saying, look, this is, and they're also introverts, so they love being alone. So they go quietly into their own studio and they paint. I have another client who's an IT guy, he's a programmer, he's an introvert, doesn't bother him at all because he's accustomed to working on his own. Then the second group, or the last umbrella of emotions, is depression, rumination, and worry. So every one of us can relate to at least one, probably a handful of those seven emotions.
And
would you agree with that, Casey?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think sometimes I'm experiencing them all at once. When I came into work the other morning and learned that a New York City police chief took a knee in solidarity with the protesters, I didn't know what I was feeling, but I had to close the story in the computer because I said, if I let myself fully experience this, I am going to cry and I'm not going to stop crying, and I need to do a 5-hour radio show. So yes,
right.
You know, and I know that I'm experiencing the riots so much more deeply because I have been so torn back by what has happened to our country from coronavirus. So this really is a serious 1-2 punch. So I appreciate your help today. And I also appreciate that you have an audiobook for our listeners.
An audiobook and a guided meditation, which we're giving away for free without asking you for your name or email address. So we're not trying to harvest your contact information. We're simply saying, if you really want help and you want something that you can use, because the audiobook actually contains actionable steps. Yeah, so it's not just telling you, here are the emotions. It's telling you, here's how to deal with the emotions. And then there's also a guided meditation, and Chris has the URL, the link, where you can download those for free.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, you don't need to give an email. This is an absolute gift. When Patrick and I kind of got together on this project, we're like, how can we give in this really kind of troubling time? And see, I agree with you. I think people don't realize how much more raw their emotions are, going through these protests and this riot experience and then just everything that's going on, and how sensitized we are just coming, you know, through or continuing to go through this pandemic. But the URL, they can get the audiobook and the meditation file, is myvitalc.com/KC. That's KACEY.
Ah, thank you. Thanks for including me. That's lovely.
Of course.
MyVitalC/Casey.
Yeah, MyVitalC.com/Casey.
Wow.
And Casey, can I add something there? Because you said something that a lot of people are experiencing right now, and they will in different situations. And in your particular situation, you witnessed something that was very moving, very emotional, something you felt very deeply, and you said, I can't deal with that emotion right now because I have to do this radio program. And that makes complete sense. If I may humbly suggest, be careful not to run away from that emotion later, because you've already seen it, whatever you saw, whatever you witnessed, and you do need to allow yourself to feel those emotions and to process them. Because if you just push them under, they're still inside you, And when we don't process those emotions, they manifest into other things, usually into an imbalance in our endocrine system, into some sort of illness. And again, it'll also impact your sleep. So my suggestion to everyone is, in fact, I wrote a couple of articles on this about grieving, but I do talk about it in the audiobook as well. You've got to understand or be willing to accept that you are grieving. And we were grieving first through the pandemic. Now there's all the protests, the rioting, the looting, the arson, and that's creating another layer of pain and uncertainty and instability and fear, because before we just had fear of an invisible monster, the pandemic, and we said, well, look, if we just keep our distance from people and we wear our masks, we'll be safe. Well, now we're actually concerned about, am I safe driving to the CVS or to Target, or am I just safe driving over the bridge, which is what's been happening in Miami. So please understand that we are grieving, and grieving is our emotional response to loss and change. And there is loss and there's dramatic change. And as I said at the beginning, there's extraordinary instability. You know, we don't know where we stand. We feel like we're out of control. We have no control. So do be gentle with yourself and don't run away from the emotion, because it's just going to make you sick. Set aside some specific time to process the emotion. And I'll see if Chris will allow me to add to that page a link to an article that I wrote specifically about processes for grieving, which are really important. And the first step is to understand that it's okay. It's okay to feel whatever you're going to feel. And if you want to cry, that's okay to cry. Don't deny the emotion. Don't suppress it. Don't repress it. Don't tell yourself, I have to be strong, unless you actually need to be strong in that moment for someone else or for something else. But don't run away from the emotion.
The link is myvitalc.com/Casey, K-A-C-E-Y. I also made a coupon code, same thing, Casey. If somebody's interested in trying MyVitalC, it's $15 off of your initial order. The best thing is to get on subscription. There's a 25% discount. You can get a hold of Patrick at that same link. He mentioned an article he wrote. His newsletters are absolutely phenomenal. He writes them every week and gives them away free as well.
Thank you both, guys, so much. And health and wellness to each of you. I really appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, guys. You are listening to Chris Burris, the scientist in Houston, and Patrick Wanis, a human behavior expert. He does hypnotherapy. He's written a bunch of books. You can find him on YouTube, Facebook, all over. And I don't know, my vital C. I'll give it a try, right? They gave us a discount coupon or something. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Just exploring all kinds of different things. Remember to feel what you're feeling. Take some time to process your feelings. Try to get good sleep, good exercise, good nutrition, and taking care of you is what it's all about. Taking care of you. You taking care of you. Because we change the world when we change ourselves. So this is Casey. Thank you for tuning in. You can find out more about me and all that's happening in my world at casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. Thank you to all those who came to the program we had last week on Monday. The program was just on Monday through the assemblage. That was so nice. We did like a little toolkit 20 question thing. I enjoyed that very much. And yes, I'm going to do it again, because a couple of people weren't able to jump on that call. So I'm going to do the 20 question toolkit again. Check it out on the website. And as soon as I know when I'm doing it, I'll post it up there. Okay. Our thought for the day, you know, sometimes I feel like there's not a single thing I can say that's going to change a thing for anybody. But I'll show up and bring you a thought for the day. Actually, these are song lyrics. A song by the Youngbloods. Gosh. Written in the mid-60s. And it's hard to believe we have not come very far from the mid-60s. But the lyrics are these. Love is but a song to sing. Fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. We shall surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight, fading in the grass. Come on, people, now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Shine on.